Jack Jill here.
Hi.
Welcome to the Jack Jill Show, entertaining real estate investment talk. I'm Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California. Normally sunny, not today.
It is stormy and yucky today.
It's like, I love it.
Today, Jill and I talk about everybody needs a place to live. And what does that mean to us real estate investors? I can't wait to talk about this because something that's so simple, you can really capitalize on it as a real estate investor, especially in land, because we don't go look at the property.
No.
We don't touch the asset. We don't care.
Does that mean we have a better perspective on it?
It means that we have a way larger area to choose from as real estate investors versus the house people and the apartment people and all of that. We can cover the whole country.
That's
and Canada.
True.
With the data that we have.
True. So when you're talking everybody needs a place to live for this show, you're talking land still. Or are you gonna spill into houses and cover it all?
Spill.
Okay.
Oh. We're gonna spill.
Okay. Like my choice of words there.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Before we get into all of that, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the jackjill.com online community. It's free.
Okay. Joe asks, hey everyone, so it sounds like I have a buyer who wants to offer on 160 acres in Alpine County, California. I have optioned the current owner and I have listed it for sale. Awesome.
Yeah.
The buyer has a real estate agent, which is fine since it's almost a $200,000 sale.
Yeah.
Wow. The agent says that she can't make an offer to anyone except the owner of record.
The agent's correct.
This being the gentleman who has signed the purchase option with me. Uh-huh. So this is my question. Has anyone run into this in the past? Is there a way she needs to phrase the offer letter? Another thought was, I never recorded the option with the county. Is this required? Any help from people who have successfully completed purchase option sales would be greatly appreciated.
Here's the real important thing here, Joe. You cannot represent an owner of a piece of real estate in the sale or purchase of it unless you have a license. And if you've listened to any other episode on the show, we're not big fans of real estate agents in general. So this is not something you want to test or get around or manipulate. You want to do the right thing. There's a system set up this way for a reason, and believe me, it's to our advantage. Our advantage as unlicensed real estate investors. So you have a couple options here. Number one, you can ante up, buy the property yourself for less than $200,000, and then resell it to this person. Doesn't sound like that's an option to you. That's why you set up an option. However, if you have a contract in hand, there's nothing wrong with you going out on a deal board here.
That's my thing.
Pay for the property. Let's say it's $100,000, hopefully. Get somebody in our group to ante up the $100,000 because you got a contract, and then resell it and immediately make $200,000. There's nothing wrong with that.
Can I jump in?
Yeah.
That's my favorite choice right
now.
So I was waiting for you to cover it because I'm like, that's what I would do. It's too easy to go, hey, everybody, come on. I need someone to help me out. Here's this contract. Here's that contract. We're going to split $80,000 or $120,000,
right,
whatever it is.
People love
I just need $80,000 or $100,000
for
5 minutes.
You
have that. Yeah.
The other way, and this is much more likely, is you put right down on it in a, get your Microsoft Word out and write an agreement out that says, look, hey, a landowner, I can't legally represent you and I have no desire to represent you in the purchase sale of this agreement. However, this is what happened. This person wants to buy your property. I'm opting out. I can't represent you. And if in fact it actually happens, I would love to share it. Please pay me $10,000.
There you go. Just something.
So
make it nice.
From a legal standpoint, there's a lot of debate about, well, you're still representing the guy.
Sounds like you assigned it to yourself.
You're still representing the guy, but, you know, there's an option there. At least you have it in writing that you're not representing him. And 99% of the time when the transaction goes well, there's no issues with that. But I'm going to leave that for attorneys to debate.
Well, can I add to, like you have said many, many times before, which I agree with, the time that there's a problem is when there's a complaint.
Right.
So when you're upfront and honest with everyone and everybody knows exactly what's going on and there's no funny business, there's nothing to complain about. You're either in or you're out. And that's fine. Everybody can walk. There you go.
Here's how Jill and
I still like option B.
Jill and I in the past have done
A or B.
We've kind of done a reverse concept of this, but we've done it with a tremendous amount of success. Find a buyer instead of a seller. Find a buyer that loves to buy lots of rural acreage or loves to buy houses, and find out what they really want, the mm-hmm. real specific thing that they want, and sign an agreement with them that says, if in fact we locate a piece of property, you will buy it and then pay us. We're not going to represent you in any way. We're just going to find these properties and send them your way. We're not going to really even talk to anybody involved, not the seller or any of that. Or maybe a little bit, just to find out if it's for real. That way, you're really only representing one person, and you kind of know the guy or the group, and you're acting as kind of a contracted acquisition arm for them. So that has worked great for us in the past and a bunch of other people in our group, too.
Yep.
Today's topic? Everybody needs a place to live. Really, Jack? Oh, this is the meat of the show. Really?
That's my
Does
line.
Does anybody really need a place to live?
Thanks, Captain Obvious.
Exactly. You're going to sit for 20 minutes and tell us that people need apartments to live in and houses to live in, and a few of us need to go live in a tent in the middle of nowhere for land, right?
Hold on a moment. I want to pause for a second and just say, isn't this awesome? You know, on what? This is one of the beautiful things about this business. And it's not like they pick one place and they stop. I mean, let's think about this. If I don't know where I'm come up with sunglasses a lot lately, but I don't need to redo my sunglasses every year. And sometimes I don't even need sunglasses. You know, whatever it is, whether you're doing jewelry. I mean, there's so many businesses that we could be in, Jack, that we're not in by design, you know. And this is one of the reasons. This is stuff people need.
Yep.
Thank you. I'm done now.
Here's what we all have going on our side in this business as real estate investors. We are experiencing population growth in this country and everywhere else in the world, just about everywhere else, in general, like never before.
Right.
And so people need, I'm going to quote myself right, like I said before. People need a place to live.
Right. I just heard that article where you and I were in the car recently in Scottsdale, and it was a major grocery store. I don't know if it was a Kroger's or who it was, but they plan to open like 10 new stores a year, 10 to 15 or something crazy like that, new stores a year, for the next 10 years just in the Phoenix area.
Right.
And I went, holy cow. I might have been even a bigger number than that. That's probably because I was blown away, whatever the number was. I should look it up and know my facts. But anyway, it's big.
Right. So.
And that's one market.
Are they all moving to Kansas? No. Here's how you capitalize on it as a real estate investor. Are they all moving to Kansas? No, but Kansas. But is Kansas, is the population growth going up there? Heck yeah. Here's the three top real estate markets in the country. Central Arizona, Phoenix, the Phoenix metropolitan area, Las Vegas, and Florida. And Southern California is generally staying the same and slightly going up, but prices are dramatically going up. My point is not to throw a bunch of statistics at you, but everybody needs a place to live. And as a land investor, specifically because you have so much control about pricing and buying and selling, and you do not need to go do a site review on every deal. Mm-hmm. You can capitalize on that. Jill and I just retained a buyer who we've had a personal relationship with for a lot of years. Our kids are the same age, and they're purchasing infill lots all over the place. purchasing infill lots all over Phoenix, and they just put their order in with us, and we're negotiating a bunch of deals right now as their partner. So, you know, they saw an opportunity in a market that's screaming hot, and we're helping them work it out. These are really bright people that, for whatever reason, have not figured out
how to send out a mail campaign. Why is this, Jack? Okay, hold on a moment.
These are like
this
crazy
is like,
bright people.
Well, we just went through this recently, you know, when we were in Scottsdale last week. We met with so many flippers, and that they're just having trouble finding the assets, and they haven't figured it out. So like you just said, I mean, that's what's so beautiful is we got that front end one nailed, man. Nobody does it better than you do. That's a fact. So, and you have me to answer the phone. So there you go.
Right.
In theory. So
no, it's not theory.
That's true. It's often me answering the phone. Depending what it is. It was so funny. I remember a couple weeks ago, I can't remember who it was. And it was so funny because I'm like, this is Jill. And he's like, Jill? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, why are you answering the phone? I'm like, because everybody else is on the phone.
Did that really happen?
Yeah. I'm like, you got me. So it was really kind of funny. So you might just get me on the phone. Anyway, I lost my point there.
I'll save you.
Thank you.
My point is, take a look at these statistics. Really spend some time on the internet and find out where the population growth is in our country, and send out some offers. That's what we do all the time.
I know. Well, like
one or
you
two
said,
campaigns, like in an urban, not a rural campaign, but one or two urban campaigns, somebody's going to pick up the phone and say, look, I got this letter and I'm not necessarily interested in selling this property at all. But I'll tell you, it seems like you sent out about 5,000 of these things. Whatever comes back, I'm happy to work with you. You're
going to
find
some
buyers.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I mean. That's true. Or even just work it backwards. You know, like you said, it's too easy. We've proven this, to go find these buyers. They're all over the place. And then if you're really uncomfortable, let's just say, finding the asset, not knowing if people are going to want it, well, that's easy. Go get 5-10 buyers and figure out what they want and only mail just for that.
Just for them.
That's it.
That could be your whole career.
Yeah. And talk about no guessing. No guessing. Take all the worry out of it.
Doesn't require any money.
And I'll tell you right now, this is what I learned, especially in the Scottsdale, Phoenix, and metropolitan area right now. Every single flipper is walking around saying, we're hurting for inventory.
Yep.
It's the best problem.
Landlords. So a lot of people in the industry that we're in are not good landlords. And Jill and I include Jill and I in that. But there are some people who have figured it out. And if they have more than 100 units, they're always looking for more. Mm-hmm. I just throw out 100 as an arbitrary number. So you can really easily find, by looking at data, who the landlord is in any given zip code, because their company's in an LLC. Mm-hmm. Or it's XYZ LLC 1, XYZ LLC 2. And if you send letters and say, tell them what you're doing, I'm telling you, you're going to get a lot of calls back saying, tell me how I can work with you. Mm-hmm. They have nothing to lose. So you throw them a few deals and you see what happens, but you will sell it.
Can I share, and this is not a plug, but we haven't talked about it in a while. We give a lot of advice, but I want to make sure everybody knows that we have the solutions too. If you really want it, if you're listening to us.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You know, and you really want it, you're like, this is all theory. I'm not advocating. Don't do this the hard way, everybody. Don't go now, go call a county and try to do this backwards, because I'm telling you, that doesn't work. That's the long way and the hard way and the expensive way and the stupid way. Get the right data. And you can look us up or check out Offers to Owners and just test it if you want. That's where it's offers and then number two and then owners.com.
You know what? This is a good time. We don't do this enough.
We don't.
Jill and I own a company called the Jack Jill Family of Companies. And we provide all the solutions. This is not a commercial.
Right.
Provide all the solutions for this. We own a company called Offers to Owners. We're a bulk mail company. Mm-hmm. We're probably the cheapest and best service in the industry for specifically what we're doing.
So, I didn't mean to interrupt you, Jack, but we can pull the data too.
Yeah.
So you don't have to get a monthly thing. You don't have to, you know, bite the bullet with CoreLogic or something like that. We can help with all
that. We also own a company called Land Academy, where we teach you exactly how to buy and sell land and where to sell it every single step of the way. And we own a company called House Academy. This is 35,000 foot overview, which we have not rolled out yet, but it does the same thing that Land Academy does. Mm-hmm. For houses.
Exactly.
So there's a lot of other, if you go to jackjill.com, we own several other tools to make this possible for anybody.
So we're here telling you on the show the big theory and the picture and how to do it and answering questions. But if you really, really want to do it, we can solve it all for you.
Exactly. Well said.
Thank you, Jack.
Well, you've done it again. You spent about 15 minutes with us listening to the Jack Jill Show. Join us tomorrow, where we discuss how the price of everything goes up. Price of real estate is crazy, but wages stay the same. So in the light of what we just talked about, it's all about how you can monopolize on it, capitalize on it as a real estate investor.
Mm-hmm. And we answer your questions. Should you have one, post it on our online community, and it can be found from jackjill.com.
Go ahead. You are not alone. You are not alone in your real estate ambition. Doesn't it feel weird to plug our own stuff?
I don't think we are. You know what's so funny? I just realized, I'm like, shucks, we keep talking about this. And I feel like there's a lot of people going, okay, that makes sense. I need to do this. It makes sense. And I'm like, oh, I didn't really even share with them. By the way, we can help you.
Yeah.
You know, and if, you know, however much you want to do or a little you want to do or something, you want to test the concept for yourself, which I highly recommend, or even just talk to people that are doing it right now. Do that too. Right. Go talk to other people. We've been doing it for years, but it's so helpful when you talk to others too, that maybe they're 6 months into it. Because we're how many years into it? I mean, for you, Jack, I'm not going to age.
It doesn't matter. It's the early 90s.
We'll just say that. Yeah, I won't throw out the age number, but this is so, yeah. But anyway, it's fun talking to other people because that's what's important. If it were me, Jack, and I was just now finding us and thinking about this, I'd be like, okay, wait a minute. Well, that's great, Jack. You guys have been doing it since the 90s.
Congratulations.
Sure, it's easy for you.
Congratulations.
Whatever.
Guys. That's good.
Yeah,
good
great.
For you. How do I do
it? I don't want to take 20 years and 30 years to catch up to you. So how do I do it? All right, well, go talk to some people that we showed how to do it and see where they are. And
right.
Then you can go, all right, oh, that's what I can expect. It's 6 months of this. So all that good stuff.
You know, I read an article recently about people in their, like, 34 and under in age,
mm-hmm.
and they loathe advertising. They think it's useless. They think it's an insult. They just can't stand any part of it, and mm-hmm. they won't partake in anything that has to do, that's where it's even involved.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike us, where we just grew up with it. You know, we had three television channels and a few radio stations, and NPR was the only place that you could really watch or listen to anything that was commercial free. But now there's so many choices that they just completely avoid it. Like this podcast is commercial free, except for the banter that we just had about our own stuff. So
I
hesitate to like drop the all of our dot coms.
Well, we're not. I mean, no, I don't see it that way, Jack. We're just saying it's if we had Uber commercials loaded in here, that would be one thing. But
yeah, you're probably
don't.
Right.
Thank you.
I guess it's different.
Hey, share the fun by subscribing on iTunes or wherever you're listening. And while you're at it, please rate us there.
We are Jack and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.